This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
On the authority of Abu Juhayfa, radiallahu anhu, he narrates a beautiful story that took place during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is in al-Bukhari, hadith 1968. As we know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would join between the Muhajir and the Ansari, basically the people that migrated with the Prophet ﷺ from Mecca to Al-Madinah. He would gather them with Al-Ansari, with a person from the Al-Ansar, to help them upon their arrival. And this is the one of the signs of brotherhood, that you're helping someone that is need, تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ مِنْ إِيمَانِ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, that يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ, يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ, they love those that made hijrah to them, that came from Mecca to Al-Madinah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would join them together, pairs of people. This muhajir would join with this Ansari that's in Medina to help them, and one would teach the deen and the other would primarily help them in whatever situations they needed, because they came without nothing. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this story is a beautiful story in regards to masculinity and talking about the huquq, or the rights, which we've been talking about, where he says a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned by Abu Juhayfa, he said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a bond of brotherhood between Salman and Abu Darda. Salman paid a visit to Abu Darda and found Darda dressed in shabby clothes and asked her why she was in that state. She replied, "Your brother Abu Darda is not interested in the luxuries of this world." Okay. In the meantime, Abu Darda came and prepared a meal for Salman. Salman requested Abu Darda to eat. And Abu Darda said, "No, I'm fasting." Salman said, "I'm not going to eat unless you eat." So Abu Darda ate with Salman. When it was night and a part of the night passed, Abu Darda got up and offered the night prayer. But Salman told him to sleep, and Abu Darda slept. After some time, Abu Darda again got up, but Salman told him to sleep. When it was the last hours of the night, Salman told him to get up then, and both of them offered the prayer. Salman told Abu Darda, "Your Lord has a right upon you, your soul has a right upon you, and your family has a right on you, so you should give the rights of all of those who have rights on you." This hadith is so important in regards to equity. This concept of equity is so important for you young men, for you husbands, for you young professionals, to understand equity. I don't want to use the word balance, because sometimes we misunderstand that, even though it's essentially correct. But the word equity is important. You give everything its due right. This is important. And that is the epitome of justice, giving it its due right. If you have a 17-year-old son and a 7-year-old son, you won't give them the same allowance, the same food, the same conversation even. Equity, giving it its due amount rather than equality. So here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the bond between them two, and it's Abu Darda. So Salman goes to visit him, and the first thing happens, he opens the door, or he knocks on the door, or, you know, addresses himself. He sees Abu Darda's wife dressed in shabby clothing, and she replied, "Ya Abu Darda, laysat lahu hajatun fi hadhihi dunya," that he has no need in this dunya. Why is she expressing this? Because Abu Darda was known to be a person of worship. He was always fasting, praying. Gave no time to his wife. Gave no time to his wife. And this is, radiallahu anhu, but this is important, because the amount of time she needed was not being fulfilled. There's no universal time. When you get married, you will understand that your wife, and that's what the chemistry is about. It's a certain science that's between you two, the love and the mercy. You know when she needs your help. You know when she doesn't. You know when she needs your affection. It is important to study your wife. And young men, the way that you can understand women, the strongest way, is for you to study your mom, how she treats you. If you have sisters, understand when to be quiet, when to walk away, when to demand a right in a wise way, not an authoritative, aggressive way, because it may come back to bite you. But to understand women, the female, you have to understand them in order to have good chemistry in your house with your future wife. So she said, "Laysat lahu hajatun fi hadhihi dunya." So he understood, okay, there's something going on. And it says here later, in the meantime, Abu Darda came and prepared a meal for Salman. Salman requested Abu Darda to eat. And Abu Darda said, I am fasting. So Abu Darda, as mentioned, he is fasting, which is interesting because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in another hadith, يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابَ مَنِ اسْتَطَعَ مِنْكُمْ الْبَاءَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. Whoever amongst you, O young men, whoever amongst you is able to physically, primarily, and financially to get married, then they should do it. And he said, and he mentions later in the hadith, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءٌ. He said, whoever is not able to, then they should fast. The scholars mention that fasting is a way of lessening or lightening the desire for the opposite gender. And the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءٌ, for verily it is a protection, being that the fasting serves as a protective mechanism to lighten the strong, intense desire that one may have. Dare we say, lighten the effects of the testosterone or lessen the testosterone count. Allahu alam. So when he said, I'm fasting, Salman told him what? He said, I am not going to eat unless you eat. So he basically told him, look, break your fast and eat. And this is allowed because scholars mentioned this is most likely an optional fast. If you break an optional fast, it's okay. You don't have to make it up. When it was the nighttime passed, Abu Darda got up to offer the night prayer. Again, man of ibadah. But Salman told him to go to sleep. Interesting, because the nighttime is most of the time, out of the course of 24 hours, day or night, is the nighttime is the time that you would most likely be with your wife, to be with her intimately. He got up to pray. Salman told him, go to sleep. Basically, some scholars would say, to be with your family, because she made that complaint earlier. Look at the wisdom of Salman, radiallahu anhu. So he said, no, go to sleep. When it was the last hours of the night, Salman told him to get up, and both of them offered the prayer. Both of them offered the prayer, which shows, again, the position of the companions. At the nighttime, Salman got up to pray, and they offered the prayer together. Then Salman gave him advice. Your Lord has right upon you. إِنِّ لِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. And your soul has a right upon you, and your family has a right on you. So give everything its right. فَأَعْطِي كُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًّا. Give everything its right. This is equity. Your family has a right upon you. Yes, your Lord has a right upon you and you're fulfilling that. Your soul has a right upon you, you're fulfilling that. Your family has a right upon you and it's important to fulfill that. This is responsibility. We talk about the purpose of life, yes, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But make no mistake, giving your wife her rights is worshiping Allah. Fulfilling your desires with your wife can be worship of Allah. When you realize that your wife has been given by Allah and you prioritize your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without neglecting the rights of your wife, by having mercy, conversing with her, making her laugh, smiling, providing for her, protecting her, letting her see that you're intentional with this, understanding her love language. Is it provision? Is it good conversation? Is it helping her around the house? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would help around the house. So you young men, make it be intentional with helping your mom, asking her, does she need help? Bringing the groceries in the house. If you're married, knowing what your wife likes, if you know what I mean, understanding how to fulfill the needs of your wife. This is important. This is all worship when one has the intention. And that's important for you young men. When looking for a wife, the first priority, which we'll talk about, is the priority of her relationship with Allah. But understanding that she still has needs, and those needs is part of her fitrah. And fulfilling those needs is your responsibility as a husband. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are like Salman and even Abu Darda. Because later in the hadith, it says Abu Darda came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and related the whole story. To make sure, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salman has spoken the truth. So remember the rule that one's right is someone else's responsibility. And also, the natural desires need to be steered and guided. And lastly, the importance of being just, giving everything its due right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us men of wisdom, men of honor, men of respect, men of justice. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.